Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, we have a lot to cover. I'm going to be breaking down the Bitcoin price can reach $34,000 as Bitcoin faces a support kiss. And quoting Max Keiser, the whole Federal Reserve Bank itself is a vestige of the Bank of England. You know, Ben Franklin said that one of the primary reasons there was a Declaration of Independence was for the colonies to escape the Bank of England. I'll be breaking down this epic Max Keiser rant against the Federal Reserve Bank. We'll also be discussing the first EU spot Bitcoin ETF hits the Euronext Amsterdam Exchange. That's right. We're talking about the Jacobi Bitcoin ETF. It finally launched after a year of its planned launch. We'll also be discussing the SEC delays the set deadline for all Bitcoin ETF approvals now to early 2024. What's going on, Gensler? We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price hitting $100,000 before the 2024 halving, as well as Tim Draper's timeline of Bitcoin price predictions going all the way back to 2014 when he initially made the 10,000 prediction, and then he fast forward to 2018, he made a $250,000 price prediction. I'll be sharing the latest with where he stands when he genuinely believes the Bitcoin price will hit $250,000 per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my Rumble channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1372. I'm your host, JV, and today is August 15th, 2023. Let's kick it off with our market watch, which you can see here on your screen. We got Bitcoin currently correcting, maintaining just above 29,000, which is a support we've been holding on strong to. We also have Ether down about 1%, but maintaining above 1,800, while BNB, XRP, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, which you can see here. You can see we have the market cap sitting at $1.16 trillion with about $28 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 49% even, meaning it's back on the rise, and the Ether dominance just shy of, 19%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have some altcoin called SEI, I guess you pronounce that say, and it's up a whopping 2,000% for the day, trading above 17 cents, followed by ThorChain up 14%, trading at $1.60, followed by Hedera trading at 6.7 cents. Which altcoins, if any, are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, just a massive sea of red, massive corrections across the board, and only a handful in the green, with Rune leading the pack up 13.5%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, as you can see here on your screen, we're currently rated a 53 neutral, yesterday a 50, last week a 54, and last month a 57 in greed. So there you have it. And welcome once again to everyone just joining and tuning in. Let's now dissect the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and what is popping currently in the charts. Here we go. Check it. Bitcoin may be weeks from a sharp rally towards 34,000, says crypto platform QCP. In its latest market update released on August 15th, the analyst said that the coming weeks include a key decision point for the King crypto price action. So with Bitcoin still range bound after months of indecisive behavior, market observers are keen to predict the return of some market trend. So for QCP Capital, September is the key month in the calendar, thanks to Bitcoin completing a rising wedge construction that began during the end of the 2022 bear market. Quoting him here, on the charts, the wedge pattern that Bitcoin has been trading in since its 15,000 lows reaches its first termination point at the start of September, part of the update explained. Now, QCP noted that the specific area of interest was 29,300. Keep that in mind. Exactly the current focal point for the Bitcoin spot price. Quoting them again, will there be a sharp rally that takes us to the 34,000 resistance like the prior three times which kissed the support trend line this year? And he continued, we think it could still be another quite few weeks before we find out. We are on the lookout to buy back our end September short calls and go long and December volume in due time. He also shared this chart you can see on your screen. Now, QCP's perspective chimes with various more optimistic takes on Bitcoin price strength for the short term, including one which gives October as the deadline for the return of the 2023 Bitcoin bull market. Send it and let's go. And as reported, market expectations are fragmented on the topic, with others warning that the new lows may yet enter before a broad recovery ensues. Which camp are you in? Let me know your thoughts surrounding the Bitcoin price action in the comments. And addressing macroeconomic trends, QCP argued that significant change was still to appear, echoing the status quo in crypto. Quoting him again, the last time trading was this compressed, it was during the crypto winter of 2018 and 2019, and took a change in the macro environment to revive the market again. So Bitcoin's volatility currently challenging historic lows, as you can see in this chart, as shown by the Bitcoin Historical Volatility Index data from TradingView. Quoting them again, while that game-changing shift in the macro environment is not yet in sight, there are a few short-term catalysts coming up on the crypto calendar late next month, including Mt. Gox GBTC and a possible SEC verdict on the BlackRock Fidelity apps. In fact, we just got word that they're not going to be approving any of these ETFs until next year. I'll be covering that in greater details a little later in the show. And among other things, analysts referenced the September deadline for commentary and the initial Bitcoin spot price ETF, which has just been pushed back, unfortunately. But there you have it. Let me know how many of you are currently bullish on the King crypto. Please do let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss our next story of the day. And it's an epic Max Keiser rant on the Fed, the Federal Reserve. And shout out to Max and Stacy, amongst my favorite Bitcoiners in the space, who have been preaching about Bitcoin since 2011 via the Keiser Report. Quoting Max right here, the whole Federal Reserve Bank itself is a vestige of the Bank of England. You know, Ben Franklin said that one of the primary reasons there was a declaration of independence was for the colonies to escape the Bank of England. The Bank of England and its central banking functionality and the way it oppressed the colonies through its fiat money system was one of the reasons why in the Constitution it says no money shall be traded except gold and silver. That's right, 100%. Now, then in 1913, after several failed attempts, finally the Federal Reserve Bank was created in the U.S., which it just really is an extension of the Bank of England and the European Central Bank and the Bank of International Settlement and the old world monarchs of Europe. Facts. I love this rant. And as of 1913, America started to slip back into its monarchy. And now after the Bush years, really the U.S. is under the thumb of the entrenched oligopoly or monarchy or aristocrat who basically is just taking all the wealth that they possibly can out of the system. And the population, of course, is left in a very, very bad position. And they are not really sure what's exactly going on. And as I said, they have been in a bit of a daze, but now they are finally waking up to this. And it'll be interesting to see how that energy vents. Max shared this initially more than a decade ago, all the way back in 2011. He has been my favorite economist personally, you know, preaching truth bombs after truth bombs via the Keiser Report. That's why I have so much love and respect for Max Keiser. Let me know if you agree or disagree that the Bank of England is a scam and that the central bankers are a scam, or do you disagree with Max's rant and what he had to share? And I appreciate everyone in the live chat right now. It's blowing up. Much love and respect. Like I said, at the end of the show, we'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. Now for the latest regarding the EU spot ETF, which got approved. Unfortunately, it's not in the United States, but it is in Europe. So now let's discuss this, shall we? Check it. Here we go. And yeah, I can't wait for it to be approved in the US, but that's another story. And that's going to be our next story we cover. Europe will welcome the first ever spot Bitcoin ETF after the long awaited launch of the Jacobi Asset Management, Jacobi FT Wilshire Bitcoin ETF. That's a mouthful. The London based digital asset management firm announced that its new investment product was going live in the Euronext Amsterdam Stock Exchange today, officially on August 15th. Let's go. More than a year later than its initial planned launch, which was all the way back in 2022. And as previously reported, the offering was touted as the first spot or physical backed Bitcoin fund that would allow investors to gain exposure to a financial product that is physically backed by BTC. Now, the new ETF is set to trade under the Bitcoin ticker, so do note that. While the product was approved by the Guernsey Financial Services Commission back in October 2021, and as reported by Blockworks, Fidelity Digital Assets will handle the custodial elements of the Bitcoin or Bitcoin ETF. Now, the asset management firm also highlighted the environment and socially friendly nature of the fund, having added a renewable energy certificate to the ETF. The fund taps into external data to measure the usage of energy of the Bitcoin network and buys and retries the RECs. The RECs are also accounted for the blockchain service, which is aimed to allow investors to verify the eco-friendly claims of the fund. That's right. Very, very interesting, to say the least. Now, Bitcoin makes use of the FT Wilshire Bitcoin Blended Price Index to access real-time average Bitcoin price data from certain crypto exchanges. The spot ETF allows investors to gain exposure to the Bitcoin market without having direct ownership or custody of the underlying asset. The launch of the spot Bitcoin ETF marks a milestone for Europe. While the United States regulators are yet to approve a number of similar spot Bitcoin ETF apps from major asset managers, including the largest in the world, BlackRock and Fidelity. What's going on? No clarity, Gary. Now, a statement from Jacoby CEO Martin Bendall highlighted the continent's progressive attitude towards crypto investment products as a potential catalyst for further adoption. Quoting them here, it is exciting to see Europe moving ahead of the U.S. and opening up Bitcoin investing for institutional investors who want safe, secure access to the benefits of digital assets using familiar and regulated structures like our ETF. Now, the launch of the Bitcoin Jacoby ETF follows the debut of a Bitcoin equities ETF on the Euronext Amsterdam exchange by Melonian Capital in June of 2023. The ETF is designed to track the Melonian Bitcoin Exposure Index, which is a custom basket of European and American stocks closely tied to the Bitcoin market price. That differs from a spot ETF in that investors gain exposure to the fund, which comprises stocks from companies with significant investments in Bitcoin holdings, crypto exchanges, and mining operations. This includes the likes of technology from MicroStrategy, which holds now over 152,000 BTC, as well as major Bitcoin mining companies such as Riot, Marathon Digital, and Hunt 8. So there you freaking have it. Europe making a lot of noise while Bitcoin in the United States continues to get left behind due to the regulators and regulation. Now, how many of you are currently in Europe and are actually excited to take part in this Bitcoin ETF? Do let me know. Also like to point out that typically the ETFs are more designed for the institutions versus the ordinary plebs like ourselves, as they're are advantages for institutions where they need an ETF in order to put their money in it due to maybe the tax codes and all of the requirements from the companies, regulators, etc. But nonetheless, now let's discuss breaking news. The SEC delaying all ETFs and applications until 2024. Mr. No Clarity Gary, what in the world are you doing? Now, yeah, check this out. The US SEC, the financial regulator with the final say over allowing a spot ETF, may be moving closer to give the investment vehicle the green light after several years of apps. In June, the world's largest asset management firm, BlackRock, which controls over, what, $10 trillion in assets under management, added its app to the bundle of Bitcoin ETF filings currently being reviewed by the SEC, creating renewed interest amongst investors in and out of the crypto space. The company later added a surveillance sharing agreement with crypto exchange Coinbase following reports that the SEC could be open to accepting an ETF app under such conditions. Now, BlackRock is one of the many firms with crypto ETF apps in the SEC pipeline. We also have many others, which include ARK Invest, as well as that's Cathie Wood's company, by the way, 21 shares, which was filed in May of this year and received the most recent delay from the SEC on August 11th, pushing back the deadline another 21 days as the regulator opens the proposal to public comments. Also like to throw out there, it was also interesting that Eric Balchunas and a lot of the Bloomberg ETF-specific analysts were predicting the SEC had to respond potentially by today or by the end of this week in regards to the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust converting their product to a Bitcoin ETF. But now we just got word that all of the approvals have been pushed back now to 2024, which genuinely does suck. Now, under SEC guidelines, the federal regulator has the authority to delay ETF apps up to 240 days, which it seems like like they're doing by opening them to public comments or otherwise from the first filing in the Fed Register. And even so, the SEC never approved the spot Bitcoin ETF proposal from any of the firms in the United States and only started accepting investment vehicles tied to a Bitcoin's futures back in October of 2021. Now, one of the challenges behind getting the SEC to allow a spot crypto ETF may be the nature of the investment vehicle. Bitcoin futures linked ETFs also enable individuals and companies to invest in the crypto asset without the exchange, while a spot Bitcoin ETF could involve holding Bitcoin with the fund or more of a direct investment. Here's what we know. Spot Bitcoin ETF is very good for Bitcoiners and the entire industry to move it forward. Futures ETFs virtually suck, and they're used to suppress, manipulate, and control the price action. That's why I think it is so very important the United States finally get a spot Bitcoin ETF approved. But at the same token, Bitcoin doesn't need the ETF. The ETF needs Bitcoin. Just saying. I think personally, the Bitcoin ETF will probably get approved by BlackRock first. If I was a betting man, considering their track record of like 575-1 with getting ETFs approved by the SEC. And I think it will create and launch that domino effect, but I don't think it'll be this year anytime soon. I think more than likely in 2024, hopefully I am praying before the Bitcoin halving scheduled to be sometime in April, 2024. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss, will the Bitcoin price realistically hit six figures by the time of that halving? Now less than 9 months away. Let's discuss it, and then I'll be breaking down everything you need to know regarding the timeline of billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper and his Bitcoin price predictions, and then we'll dive into our live Q&A. And yeah, welcome everyone. We got over 250 people live here with us in the Facebook chat alone. Much love and respect, and shout out to everyone on Rumble. Bitcoin will only hit six figures after the 2024 block subsidy halving, not before, says Bitcoin investor and author Jesse Myers in a X post on today, February 15th. Myers, the co-founder of Bitcoin investment firm OnRamp, said that the market would only price in the halving post factum. Now, Bitcoin's four-year halving cycles are back in focus as the next halving event looms in the first half of 2024, scheduled to be sometime in April. The miners will see the reward earned per block of transactions drop from 6.25 to 3.125 BTC, while the corresponding drop in emission and its impact on supply and demand is getting analysts excited. And guess what? TikTok, next block. The Bitcoin network continues to grow stronger and stronger, so nothing but bullishness. For Myers, however, markets will only bear out those implications after the halving has happened. Quoting him here, Bitcoin won't surge to 100,000 before the next halving. Justification comes in the form of criticism of market intuition, the efficient market hypothesis, which states the markets always reflect the true nature of a given asset, is wrong, claims Myers. Instead, the market will price in the change reality over the 12 to 18 months post-halving. Now, current analysis shows that the year before the halving event has seen similar price performance on each occasion. Quoting Rec Capital, candle four happens to represent the year of the Bitcoin halving, and historically, Bitcoin tends to retrace early on in new candle four, but after the initial retrace, Bitcoin then recovers and rallies significantly without looking back. Now, that position contrasts with some recent forecasts for how the Bitcoin price action will evolve in the coming months and beyond. Some believe that a breakout is around the corner, with October currently a popular deadline for the Bitcoin bull market to return. In terms of the pre-halving price predictions, $100,000 or more is obviously not uncommon. I think it's an epic milestone, and personally, only a matter of time before we hit that. And one of the latest calls for a six-figure Bitcoin comes from Rich Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, who this week doubled down on his Bitcoin price prediction. Meanwhile, historical analysis shows that most of the Bitcoin cycle gains occur post-halving rather than in the run-up to one. That's right, it's the year preceding the halving, fam. After the past three halvings, it took a maximum of 240 days for Bitcoin to hit a new all-time high. Trading team Stock Money Lizards revealed in the month, quoting them here, it is all very predictable. New all-time high will occur shortly after the halving in 2024 accumulation phase. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. And oh boy, I cannot wait to that halving to occur. I couldn't be more bullish. And the analyst makes a good point. We saw a halving in 2016. How many of you were around for that? Let me know. The year preceding the halving, Bitcoin ran up, hitting virtually 20,000. And then in 2020, 4 years after the previous halving of 2016, we went on the next bull cycle, but it was the year preceding the halving in 2021. I think it was in November. We hit the current all-time high, which currently sits at 69,000. So like clockwork, if history is to rhyme, which it often does, we can see that new all-time high for the cycle peak hit for in 2025, which would be the year preceding the halving. But that doesn't throw out the fact that Bitcoin still has a realistic possibility of hitting 100,000 before the halving. Anything is possible, but let me know what you think is likely to occur. Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's break down the latest from billionaire Tim Draper. I made this post, which took me a few hours of research this morning, and I published it. Here's what it says on X: Tim Draper's timeline of Bitcoin predictions. Let's go all the way back where it all started. In mid-2014, Tim Draper paid almost $19 million for 29,656 Bitcoins confiscated from Silk Road via the U.S. Marshals Service auction. At the time, the price of Bitcoin was only roughly $632 per coin. So Draper has already made an absolute killing. Keep that in mind. Then in September 2014, in an interview with Fox Business, Draper claimed that Bitcoin would hit $10,000 in 3 years, which means before the end of 2017. Quoting him here, "I guess the markets aren't seeing what I am seeing. An entire economy is being rebuilt. I have a price target of $10,000 in 3 years. Even that may be pessimistic." Now, Draper predicted correct, obviously, because as 3 years later, Bitcoin went on to hit almost $20,000 during the 2017 bull run. I believe that was in December of 2017, which was virtually double his initial 10,000 target prediction. So kudos to Draper on that. Next, his next big prediction was April of 2018, when Bitcoin was trading at roughly $8,000 per coin. It was actually very volatile that month. I seen on the charts anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000. The well-known billionaire investor forecasted that the price of Bitcoin would reach $250,000 per coin by the year 2022 at the Draper blockchain party in California. Quoting him here, "I am thinking $250,000 of Bitcoin by 2022, said Draper. "Believe it. They're going to think you are crazy. But believe it, it's happening and it's going to be awesome." Then he repeated his bold prediction in a tweet the following morning. Here's what he shared on what was formerly known as Twitter, now X: "Serious winds of change at our blockchain party last night, predicting Bitcoin at 25,000 by 2022, which caused confusion amongst the investors." But he then later clarified in the afternoon tweet shortly after he meant 250,000 was the correct figure. Quoting him again, "Oops, I predicted 250,000 in 2022. My tweet last night was missing a zero. 250,000 is the number." So to put that number into perspective, the price of Bitcoin would have to had to increase by 30x from at that time when it was 8,000, and he made that prediction to reach the projected number. And over the years, the legendary investor had reiterated his $250,000 price prediction multiple times, ignoring major bear markets and the fallout from the collapse of major crypto exchanges and investment firms. And in June of 2021, Draper doubled down on his $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction again. Quoting him here, "I think I am going to be right on this one," Draper tells CNBC Make It. "I am either going to be really right or really wrong, but I am pretty sure that it is going in that direction," Draper said. That's because Draper believes Bitcoin is going to be much more in use by then. Quoting him again, "Give it about a year and a half and retailers will be on an open node, which is a Bitcoin payment processor. So everybody will accept Bitcoin," Draper predicted. "Then beyond that, I think Bitcoin continues up because there are only 21 million of them," said Draper. "Preach." "And by virtue of its code, only 21 million Bitcoin can ever be mined. I believe 2140 is the year there will be the final mined Bitcoin, just FYI. So far, more than 18 million Bitcoin are already in circulation." Then in June of 2022, Draper again doubled down on his Bitcoin price prediction of $250,000 per coin. In an interview with Scott Melker on the Wolf of Wall Street's pod, Draper was asked if he still believes the price of Bitcoin would reach $250,000 this year, which was 2022 at the time. And here's what he replied: "By the end of this year, which was 2022, or by early next year," referring to 2023, Draper further explained why he believes the price of Bitcoin will surpass his prediction in this pod. Quoting him again, "One thing that will possibly likely happen, and I don't know exactly when, is that women will start using Bitcoin." The venture capitalist noted that previously only 1 in 14 hodlers were women. "Now it's something like 1 in 6, and I think it will eventually be even," he said. "Women control about 80% of the retail spending, and retailers haven't yet realized that they can save 2%, and they usually run on very thin margins. So that might be like double their profits. They can save 2% just by accepting Bitcoin instead of taking a bank-issued credit card, and that can change everything." Then all of a a sudden, all the women will have the Bitcoin wallets and they will be buying things with Bitcoin. And you're going to see a Bitcoin price that will just go right through my $250,000 estimate. Very bold prediction, right? Then in March of this year, in another podcast discussion with Scott Melker on the Wolf of Wall Street's pod, Draper changed his Bitcoin price increase timeline, quoting him here. I am guessing $250,000 Bitcoin. I expect it before June, but it may be delayed. We are running. It may occur 3 months before the halving, I think. Now, Draper was referring to the upcoming halving event, which is expected to take place April of 2024. We all know the mining rewards will be chopped in half. He expects Bitcoin price to rise 3 months before the halving, reaching a quarter million by early 2024. And then in June of 2023, Draper shared his most recent outlook. And initially, Draper projected the achievement of a $250,000 Bitcoin milestone by the end of 2022 or early 2023. However, he now reveals that the current market conditions have compelled him to reevaluate his estimate. That's right. And what are your thoughts surrounding his quarter million price prediction? Let me know. And according to his latest assessment, the Bitcoin ascent to 250 now may take until 2025. Womp, womp, womp. Hey, despite Bitcoin's current trading value of sub 30,000, which falls far short for Draper's audacious target, the esteemed investor remains resolute with his unwavering belief, quoting Draper from a more recent Twitter post. So much for my predictive abilities. It is June 30th, 2023, when he made the post. When Bitcoin was 4,000, I predicted would reach 250,000, which is 60x by now. It has only reached 30,000, which is 7x. I guess we have to wait a little longer, maybe 2 years, but the engineers are hard at work. And I like to stop right here, because he actually made the prediction when Bitcoin was 8,000 and not 4,000. If you look up the time he made the prediction, and I verified this morning before making my post, just FYI. So his numbers are a little inaccurate here, but all good. Then when asked if he was planning to dump his Bitcoin, he responded with the following. I plan to hold it until I can invest it in companies that keep a total walled garden in Bitcoin. Then I hope to earn more Bitcoin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the billionaire venture capitalist. And what are your thoughts surrounding his $250,000 price prediction? Let me know in the comments right down below. We now have over 318 people live right now on on YouTube. And I love this. And shout out to everyone on Rumble as well. And I'm loving it so much. I'm going to give you some more predictions. Yesterday's episode, how many of you watched that I did? I covered Peter Thiel. He disclosed the true enemies of Bitcoin, along with his prediction that he believes that these true enemies of Bitcoin are suppressing the Bitcoin price action, which will eventually hit, he said, $4 million. I'd like to reveal this because I think it is very good. And if you missed yesterday's episode, make sure to check it out. You'll notice it on the YouTube channel or Rumble channel or wherever you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, etc., wherever you may be. This is good stuff. And then we'll save the best for last, which is our live Q&A. And make sure to ask me a lot of questions. We'll have a very thorough and very good T&A session. I shouldn't say T&A, Q&A. My bad. I'm thinking technical analysis here. Anyways, fam, let me break this down for you. You should be able to see on your screen right now. Billionaire PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel shared his list of enemies stopping Bitcoin from rising 100x last year while speaking at the Bitcoin 2022 Miami conference in Florida. And I just want to show you how much people have been loving this post, and that's why I decided to read it to you here today. It has 304,000 views, 403 reposts, 2,169 likes. So this post has absolutely been going viral on crypto Twitter, aka Crypto X or Bitcoin X, whatever you want to call it. But here's what he says. The enemies list is the list of people who I think are stopping Bitcoin. There is a lot of them. They tend to have nameless, faceless, bureaucratic perspectives, which of course is one of the ways they hide. We are going to try to expose them and realize that this sort of what we have to fight for the Bitcoin price to go up 10x or 100x from here. And stop right there. At the time he made this speech at the Bitcoin Miami conference, Bitcoin was trading at roughly 43,000. So let's just say 40,000 round numbers, make it easy. So, you know, his prediction of the Bitcoin price going 10x, that would have meant a $400,000 Bitcoin price. And for Bitcoin to 100x from the 40,000 level, that would take the Bitcoin price action to literally $4 million. Per coin. Yeah, that's right. So let's continue. Now, the central banks are going bankrupt. We are at the end of the fiat money regime. Preach. The first person on the list is Berkshire Hathaway CEO, Mr. Warren Buffett. Thiel put up a picture of Buffett with his two of his most famous quotes about Bitcoin, which includes rat poison, and I don't own any, and I never will. And he opined, I think that the sociopathic grandpa of Omaha is perhaps the most honest and the most direct in it all. Thiel further noted that Buffett has a bias that makes him long on the fiat money system. Facts. And money managers who follow the Berkshire Hathaway executive's advice will pretend it is complicated to invest into Bitcoin. Preach. The next person on the list of Bitcoin's enemies is JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, aka Jamie the Tapeworm, as Max Keiser famously refers to him as. Quoting him here, I don't call them cryptos, and he's quoting Jamie Dimon, I call them crypto tokens because currencies have rules of law behind them and the central banks and tax with authorities. The next picture he put up was of BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, interesting enough, with the quote, I see huge opportunities in a digitized crypto blockchain related currency, and that's where I think this is going. The PayPal co-founder added that Fink's quote is somewhat representative of the whole genre of Bitcoin attacks that need further context, stating that the pro-blockchain is an anti-Bitcoin term, very typically. And then he went on to share and brought up environmental, social, and governance, ESG standards, elaborating the following, the label they've come up with, and perhaps the real enemy is ESG. I think that ESG is just a hate factory. Preach. We all know that ESG is nothing more than FUD attacking Bitcoin, right? And then he goes on to stress, you can always ask them the question, what's the difference between ESG and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party? When you think ESG, you should be thinking CCP. It is the finance gentocracy that runs the country through whatever silly virtue signaling and hate factory to them ESG they have, the billionaire concluded. This is what I would call what we have to think of as a revolutionary youth movement. And we just have to go out from this conference and take over the world. Preach. Massive shout out to Peter Thiel. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his prediction. And do you feel that the enemies have switched their stance? We already know that BlackRock CEO Larry Fink is already embracing Bitcoin via the ETF application already submitted to the SEC. So let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.